following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Richard Evelyn was on a recon mission.
Yep, house hunting for a three-bedroom Craftsman cottage.
It was a trap.
It was an open house and a busy one.
They were being overrun.
A lot of people did seem interested, but we made an offer on the spot because we were pre-approved for a mortgage with Navy Federal Credit Union.
Called in the big guns.
Really nice and helpful for big guns.
4 million members, 4 million stories. From every military branch, DOD, and their families. NavyFederal.org. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
Maximize gas mileage and restore power with O'Reilly Fuel Injector Cleaner. For a limited time, O'Reilly Auto Parts has O'Reilly Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy one, get one free. Increase your fuel efficiency with O'Reilly Fuel Injector Cleaner, buy one, get one free. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald, Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev, Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Happy Halloween, everyone.
Boo!
You can just bring all the jokes you want. I dressed up as an idiot today. So
hey, I got my skull tie on. I am ready to roll here.
You know, I like Halloween, but because of the sports season, I just never get too much involved with it. Unless it falls on a Saturday, there's not much there because this is district volleyball and state football week. So always working on Halloween, which is probably a good thing. And we are going to talk football. We're going to talk a little cross country. We're going to talk the NBA, which got underway last night. For gosh sakes, people, it was one game. Laker fans, take it easy. I'm talking with Yusuf down here at Cunningham's, who's a huge Laker fan. We're going to just take it. Can we just play 60 games? Can we just play 60 games?
Yeah. You got a brand new – you got five new pieces, essentially, that you moved in there. Okay, you got Kobe, who's, by the way, banged up. Let's remember that a little bit. Yeah, they still scored 91. They'll be okay.
And last I checked, Dallas Mavericks are pretty good basketball.
Yeah, they're not too shabby. They might be better than a lot of people think. But, you know, the Lakers are going to win their share. Cowherd said it a little bit ago that 9-8 was the record after 17 games for the Heat last year. It turned out okay because that one stretch they won 21-1. And certainly I think the Lakers had the potential of having – a run like that, and I think it'll come before 17 games. But they got to figure out how to put all those pieces together.
Everybody was freaking out last year on the Heat. Everybody. Not on this show, but the national pundits just wanted to say, oh my gosh, it's not working. It's not working.
Well, yeah, because you got that dream team, and we're going to win not one, not two, not three. And so you had that kind of build up. They had it coming with all that hoopla that they brought on themselves. But the Lakers haven't done that this year. And I'm not a Lakers fan. I'm a Celtics fan, so, you know, I'm kind of anti-Laker. It's part of the nature of the beast there a little bit, but they're going to be fine. They're going to be an absolute beast in the West.
By the way, that was our poll question over the last 24 hours. The NBA season began last night. Do you care? 81% no, 19% yes. So we will not give more than 19% of our show today to the NBA. Let's take a look at our poll question for today. Who is Nebraska's toughest opponent remaining on the schedule? Michigan State, Penn State, Minnesota, Iowa. You can vote on ESPNSuperstation.com. Our poll question is up for the 24-hour period. You pick up points for our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. Randy, who is Nebraska's toughest opponent remaining on the schedule? Is it this week at Michigan State, or is it one of the final three?
I think it's at Michigan State. If it was at Penn State, the way Penn State's playing right now, I might, if those were home and away switched around, I might go the other way. But I think this Saturday is going to be their toughest test. And I'm glad it's not a night game. That would be even tougher for Nebraska on the road if you had to play Sparty at night. I'm glad it's an afternoon game.
Yeah, I'm looking at I got a chance briefly to see the wrap of a Big Red report last night on NET. They make their predictions online as well. And they're picking Nebraska fairly close in that football game. People are buying into Michigan State's defense. In my gut, I always thought that Michigan State would be a split for Nebraska at the beginning of the year. Penn State seems to really be bothering me right now because I've been on their bandwagon all season long as well.
Well, you don't know really what you have at Penn State. You thought you knew when they lost to Ohio and they looked so bad early in the season and you knew all that history and everything that was going on. You just knew that this was going to be problems for Penn State. And they fought their way through it and tip your hat to them. I mean, that's incredible what Penn State's been able to do this year with all the problems that were placed in front of them by the sanctions, by the distractions, by all the tragedy that was that entire situation. The way they've been able to bounce back has been impressive. Michigan State, mentioned their defense. That's what impresses me. They hold people only 15 points per ball game, and they know how to win some tight games. They average only 19 point something a game offensively, and they give up 15, and still their record is pretty solid. Again, it's not outstanding. There isn't that stellar team in the Big Ten, but Michigan State can still. They can still conceivably play for the Big Ten championship.
Well, we'll make our prediction on Friday's show. Of course, Cunningham's has $180 this week in Cunningham's gift cards to give away if somebody can beat us. Is that right?
Yep, that is correct, Doug.
All right, $180. So that's coming up Friday on the show. Today we're at Cunningham's for our weekly Husker lunch. Stop by and enjoy a great lunch. Anything off the menu, wing special every Wednesday, burger and beer special if you want that for lunch as well. Great side items, not just do you want fries or do you want onion rings? No, they got a bunch of great side items. You can get the pizza, you can get your sandwiches, you can get your salads, you can get your wings and a whole lot more. Plus, Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be here today from 12 to 1 to recap Michigan, preview Michigan State, answer all your questions. There's some recruiting news going on out there as well, so we'll talk about that. But right now it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Lopers.com has been updated, Randy. Have you seen that?
Ooh, yes. I have the tablet version, slightly different, but it looks lovely.
Very, very good. Very, very good. And Brady Bonzel, cross-country coach, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as they get ready for regionals this weekend. Brady, welcome back. How are we doing?
Oh, doing all right. Be careful with that Lopers.com. I was just on there, and it's not totally updated yet. So there are a few links that are not where they should be and everything, but it looks really sharp.
Well, you're coming off some conference action. Let's go back to that. If I've got this right, they're at the same place, so maybe that's going to be a good thing for your team. But how you did on your last outing with the guys and gals?
Yeah, we were actually at Maryville at Northwest Missouri for the conference meet. The regional meet's at Missouri Southern, and then if we were to make it to the national meet, that's back at Missouri Southern. So that's the courses that are the same, or the regional and national meet course. You know, the women, I thought, had a really solid meet. They ended up 6th out of 12. You know, I think the gap from our first runner to our fifth is as good as it's been since I've been here. You know, Caitlin Wells, who's a sophomore for us, probably had the best cross-country race she's ever run. She was a state champ in high school here in Nebraska, but she was our fourth runner the other day and probably ran as well as she ever has in a cross-country meet. You know, looking ahead to the regional meet for the gals, I think my first two runners, Brooke Harris and Brianna Adams, were really looking for them to step it up from where they've been during the season. I had a talk with them about that the other day, and I think they understand that it's doable. And, you know, if you look down beyond that on the roster, third, fourth, fifth runners, I think those gals are giving us what they can at this point out on the course. So hoping that those two can take themselves from being 20th, 25th within our conference to 10th to 12th, which individually I'm saying, which is very doable for those two.
Brady, I always think with cross country that you're as good as your fifth and sixth runner. I mean, the top, those guys are going to score. They're going to do pretty well. Who really kind of needs to pick things up for you to get done within the conference and the regional and maybe nationals? Who's kind of that fifth or sixth that if they improve a little bit, you're going to be right there where you want to be?
Our fifth runner is a freshman on the gal side, Lauren Bell. And Lauren, I think, it's just a confidence thing at this point in terms of a higher level of competition and racing further than she did in high school. But, you know, she's really doing pretty well. I agree with you. Usually is your fifth runner, but I'm on the women's side almost looking more at my first couple at this point that I think where we can make some pretty good gains. You know, not that they run poorly, but there's more there. You know, on the guys' side, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, our guys are very pack-oriented. You know, a couple years ago, we had a team that probably had a, you know, basically similar team in terms of how close we were to going to nationals and everything. But that team had two studs up front, and we were looking for the depth. This year, we've got all kinds of depth. It's just a matter of how far up that pack can get. I think at the conference meet, the spread from our first to our fifth guys is only maybe 30, 35 seconds. And I think we can actually do better than that. So the guys probably have the more realistic or better shot of making it to the national meet. They're seated sixth in the region right now. They're probably honestly somewhere between sixth and eighth, and four will get to go. But it's reachable, you know. It's an attainable goal.
Talking with Brady Bonzel, cross-country coach at UNK on our Lope per Link. The men finished fourth at the conference meet and led by Kevin Carter, who finished in 10th. Your top two runners are sophomores right now, but maybe you can touch on that, Brady. But again, to the fans out there, explain how it works. How's your region this year compared to where you were in the RMAC and who the teams are that you're going to be competing for to slide into that third or fourth spot?
Yeah, the top end of the region is not probably as good as it was in the RMAC, at least on the men's side. Now, the number one ranked team in the country is Augustana, who's in our region right now. So the front end's not nearly as good, but really, realistically, for us shooting for that, it's going to be top four men's team and top four women's teams that go. Getting that, you know, once you get past the first two or three, which back when we were in the RMAC was as good as it gets in Division II, really as you're battling for those third, fourth, fifth spots, that's actually more difficult. The depth is just better in the MIAA. We'll still have the Northern Sun has always been in our region. They're still going to be in our region. We had the Great American Conference, which is down south. East Central Oklahoma's men were, I think, 10th or 12th at the national meet last year, although I think we're better than them this year. And then the MIAA is just, I mean, as you hear it from Tom Kropp in basketball, I think you hear it. Rick Squires will talk about it in volleyball. What's daunting about the MIAA is not just how good the top-end teams are, but it's just the depth. As you get down, those middle-of-the-pack or even bottom-half-of-the-pack teams are just better than in our old conference.
Brady, when you take a look at your team, especially on the men's side, I mean, and also on the women's side, you mentioned a freshman that is pretty important for you as well. You're a pretty young team, especially on the men's side with some of your better runners. Talk a little bit about the growth that you see in them this year and the growth you hope to see next year.
Yeah, I think, you know, we haven't even really focused on that a whole lot, but if you look at who we're running at the regional meet, we'll run one senior, lots of juniors. It's a very junior-dominated team. So you would hope that next year would be even better. But you know, I've been burned before, honestly, with looking ahead to next year and, oh, we should be able to do this or that, and you just got to shy away from that. And yes, I do long-term planning in terms of deciding when I redshirt people and don't, and looking two or three years down the road. But ultimately, you know, we're 3-4 days away from the regional meet, and all I'm focused on is the next 3 or 4 days.
Well, Brady, I know you got class to get to, so we'll let you get to that and wish you the best of luck at the regionals, and hopefully we can chat again soon. Thanks for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yep, I appreciate it, guys.
That's Brady Bonzel, cross-country coach at UNK, quietly doing well. The men are nationally ranked, and they are continuing to move up the chart here and seeing some good competition.
And we didn't really have a good chance to talk about it, but it is a bit of an advantage when you have your regional and potentially the national meet on a course that you know because it's in your conference now. That does give you a bit of an advantage. Not exactly a home field advantage, but you can kind of figure out how you want to pace things, and you've been there before, and running is such a mental game. I mean, it is just you're moving chess pieces while you're running. You're pacing yourself. Now, what do I do? How do you react to them? It is such a mental thing. And the more you have in the back of your head that you're comfortable with, the better off you are.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here on the Doug and Daddy Show on our Loper Link as part of our Husker Lunch every Wednesday at Cunningham's. We're in that crossover time now where fall is starting to wind down, but winter, because of the length of the season, is getting underway. Volleyball picks up a win last night for UNK. They now have sole possession of the lead in the MIAA. Emporia, who gave them fits here in Kearney in five sets, so UNK 25-18, 15-19, a win last night. And Katie Slokolowski is playing as well as you can possibly play. One error last night, 15 kills to help the Lopers get the win. They'll host Northwest Missouri State on Saturday. Also, for the football team, they've won two in a row. Ricky Trinidad leading the way. Matt Berry got back under quarterback. They ran that option to take care of Central Missouri and pick up the win 24-18 on Saturday. And now they take on South Dakota Mines, independent school. We talked with Coach Morris yesterday. You can hear that whole thing on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. But Lober's got a chance to get three in a row now all of a sudden.
Well, and then you look at the rest of their schedule. There isn't a game in there. You go, ah, they can't do that. I mean, they can win out, really, realistically. Hayes comes to town not too far down the road. Do you really think that they can have a good positive and maybe that uptick can kind of go next year and it'll cleanse the palate a little bit to the rough start to the season? The fact that you use seven different guys as quarterback, half of them were guys that weren't even listed at quarterback when camp began. You just kind of lick your wounds, you learn from it, you move on. And especially if you have that positive momentum, you just kind of hope next year maybe a little bit better start to the season.
The wrestling team opens things up at the Wyoming Invite this weekend. The basketball teams, the women will take on Nebraska in an exhibition game Sunday afternoon in Lincoln at 2:05. And the men, well, the one we've kind of been talking about when it happened, when it all came out, now it's actually here. The men departing today to go to Gainesville to take on Billy Donovan's nationally ranked Florida Gators in an exhibition game that tips off tomorrow night at 6 o'clock Central Time.
And it'd be great. Those Loper fans, after they play Florida, after the game, they'll be huge Florida fans. Wouldn't it be fun if Florida made it to the Final Four and the Lopers could say, yep, we played those guys. I remember posting that guy up. I mean, that it is a great opportunity, not just financially, which is we can't lose sight of that. One of the main reasons why this happens is UNK is going to cash a pretty good check. I don't know exactly what that amount of money is, but that's going to help the program down the road. And what a great opportunity for those young men to go out there, play on such a large stage against a team that's won, you know, Donovan's won a couple of national championships. So I think that's just a great opportunity for them.
Well, we'll see how that all plays out. Talk more about it on Friday's show. The Athletes of the Week, Katie Sokolowski and Ricky Trinidad, no shocker for the Lopers. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for the seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We've got Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report to break down the second round of C&D and the quarterfinals of A and B. That's coming up. May even talk a little six-man football as Silver Lake traveling as far as you could possibly travel to Harrison, Nebraska for Friday's six-man semifinal. And then next week, the championship game is at Foster Field in Kearney for six-man football. Expect Juanita Palisade to play the winner of that Silver Lake Sioux County game for the championship. They're the undefeated team that's left out of Juanita Palisade. Also, we'll be talking with Sean Callahan because we are here for our weekly Husker Lunch. It's a beautiful day. Come on out. Enjoy a great lunch. Talk some football, Husker football, with Sean Callahan today here at Cunningham's from 12 to 1. And at Cunningham's for lunch, you can get any specialty burger or domestic draft for only $6.49. If you don't want the burger or you don't want the wing special, there's still plenty to choose from. Get a brisket sandwich, get a wrap, try a pizza, bacon wrap, shrimp, skewers, and a whole lot more. And don't forget, this weekend, live entertainment, probably the best thing coming out of Iowa in the fall. That's right, Bonnie Finken's in Friday and Saturday. Party up tempo music for your weekend here at Cunningham's. I know you'll be dancing.
Yeah, and somebody owes me a meal, if I remember correctly. We had a bit of a World Series bet. Somebody thought Barry Zito
scored eight runs.
No. The wrong team scored the eight runs. You said that the Giants would score the eight runs. Not.
I did say the Giants
would
score the eight runs.
World champion.
I did say the Giants. See, I've got you on tape. I've got you on tape now.
It's a podcast. It's not really tape.
I've got you, yes.
Yeah. I misspoke. You know it. You owe me a meal.
And I know. We'll let the boss pay for days, and then we'll come back to Cunningham's and knock that out of the ballpark, because you can't go wrong. You can eat here 7 days a week, no problem. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Listen, your 5% cash back program is to die for. What's the new category?
You will love it. Right now, you can get 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December, only from Discover.
Shut the door. 5% cash back? I shop online all the time.
No joke. Everywhere online.
Best category ever.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler. You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, GEICO has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has GEICO. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
A flying machine? I sincerely doubt it. Will women ever be able to vote? Unfortunately not. Man walking on the moon? Never in a million years. Every great achievement seems impossible until the moment it becomes real. So when the U.S. Fund for UNICEF says, we believe in a world where zero children die from preventable causes, what will you say? Let's make zero a reality. Visit unicefusa.org to take action.
The second round of the state high school football playoffs in classes C and D is Wednesday, and we've got it covered right here on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will host Broken Bow. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Cecilia is at Sutton on 1230 KHAS. Blue Hill is at Hershey on the Breeze 94.5. And Bertrand is at Kennesaw on Classic Hits 98.9. The state playoffs brought to you by Dunham Sports, Hastings Ford Lincoln, and T&L Irrigation.
From my laboratory in the castle east, from the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio, the Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on this Husker Lunch Wednesday and Halloween. Doing the Monster Mash tonight after
Pickett.
Football.
Boris Pickett. You got to love that.
Good stuff, brother. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here at Cunningham's. Our Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is on the road today, as it is every Wednesday for the Husker Lunch. Sean Callahan will be joining us towards the end of the program here on Doug and Daddy, and then be here from 12 to 1, looking back at Michigan, looking ahead to Michigan State, and answering your questions. And, Randy, as we get ready to talk to Bob Jensen here momentarily, just another quick thought on the Huskers. I go back over my notes that I keep every ball game, and I'm going – early on, it just wasn't going. You know, Maher hits a couple of nice punts to help things out. Robinson has all day to throw, but they don't take advantage of it. Then he gets hurt, and Nebraska slowly gets things going.
And it was a matter of them getting their offense going. It took a little bit of time. I'll tell you what, I went to the game, and Nebraska's defense looked better than I think it had all year. You know, Robinson did have some time to throw, but part of that is if you rush him too much, he runs upfield. So I think a little bit of that was a strategy of trying to contain him so he doesn't get loose and run all over the place, which is the strength of his game. But I think they covered people. He had time to throw. That means he didn't find somebody right away. Yeah. I mean, there are a lot of positive things in there. I thought the Nebraska's defensive secondary looked better than it had all year.
Nebraska's strategy, it worked well. Rex Burkhead still has not practiced, and that starts to become a problem, whether he will play this weekend. And we'll talk to Sean about that. Folks, do you have constant hassles with your electrically powered pivots irrigation system? And if you're wondering if there is a better choice, well, obviously there is. For Dan Mercer, who farms near Gibbon, the choice simple, because he has 7 hydrostatically powered T&L pivot systems and says, when spring comes around, I hit the button and they work. Oh, I wish everything was that simple,
yeah,
Randy.
Yeah.
Hit the button, it works. You can discover the T&L difference just like Dan did. See your local T&L dealer today or visit T&L's website at TLIRR.com. I know it's going to get busy here. Most harvest is done, and if it's not, you're just finishing up. Then all of a sudden, you're going to get your time to relax. The holidays will be here. Schedule a little time to see the gang at T&L Worldwide Headquarters in Hastings. And, of course, they take care of every state and 60 countries plus worldwide. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. Let's talk playoffs.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
On the road to championship games across the state of Nebraska, it is the czar of high school football. Bob Jensen joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Robert, good morning.
Duda, Bush, good morning.
Where do our travels have us going today?
Well, actually, see, here's the deal. You know, it's the first round of the playoffs. It falls on Halloween, which kind of shoots in my foot my plan to once again go out as an embittered middle-aged man. It's kind of been something that's worked for me for about 20 years, actually. I'm actually headed to the greater North Platte area. St. Pat's against West Holt. I'm curious to see this kid, Josh Coyle, try and do his thing there against a really good St. Pat's defense. And then Hershey Blue Hill and Maxwell Arapaho. That seems to be today's plan. Can't beat daytime football, boys.
Okay, well, let's recap what we saw a little bit of last week. We saw a couple of teams get their first ever playoff wins. We saw some upsets along the way, some major upsets, I guess, in A and B. Kearney getting knocked off by Omaha Central, which wasn't as big an upset as York knocking off Scott's Bluff. Nice piece on the squad last night on NTV, so kudos there. Of course, with Glenn Snodgrass being personal friend, it's great to see him doing well. That obviously has to be the biggest story of last week, doesn't it?
Well, if it's not the story, it's certainly right there. I don't know. We've kind of gone down this path a little bit, but you know Snodgrass. You guys know Snodgrass. I know Snodgrass. The man knows how to coach. York has been a bit of an unmined field, actually. You know, it isn't that they've lacked for athletes. That program's just lacked for direction. And Snodgrass has given them that, and he's got a go-to running back. You know, that'll fix a lot of things. This kid, Eric Buller, he has consistently given those guys the you know, not just the tough yards in the middle, but he's got the little burst. He can get upfield. And it's one of those things where, you know, Scott's Bluff's a good football team, but they managed, you know, the York defense managed to find a way to contain Matt Klein, who is one of the, not just the best football players, but one of the best athletes in Class B. And when they did that, you know, they grabbed the momentum early. There you go. You got a 16 beating a 1. There's two things that come to mind. One of them is, wow, that's a really big upset. And the other thing is, thank God we've got statewide seeding. I think games like that are just invaluable. Not only the 1 versus 16 thing, but the, you know, the mystique. Let's face it, nobody's learning anything in school today. It's a playoff day, so you got to travel. It's an all-day sucker. That's what this whole thing should be built around. And you know, so it's a great, you know, that was a great day for York. Don't rule out the chance they can win again. You know, Elkhorn's good, but Elkhorn's not great, I don't think. You know, the door is open. It's just, you know, what happens with York? They got anything left?
Bob, the Tri-Cities well represented in a couple of games in Class C1. You got Grand Island Central Catholic traveling to suburban Adams Central, suburban Hastings there. Kearney Catholic at home against Broken Bow. Talk about both of those games, and what do the road teams have to do to pull off the upset?
I like that, suburban Hastings. That's awesome. That's exactly what it is. Well, the one thing that Central Catholic has got going for it that sure worked a lot last week is it got the crap kicked out of it the first time it played Adams Central. Because if you got destroyed the first time you played somebody and then played them again last week, you won. I mean, there was some 50 and 60 point turnarounds in a couple of those first round playoff games. Just ridiculous. The one difference is that, you know, Adams Central leads with its defense. That's its whole card. I think you'll like that, dude. You, Mr. Worldwide Poker thing there. The defense is never going to go away. And so that's pretty much going to fix Central Catholic's wagon tonight. It would take some exceptional things to happen for Central Catholic to be able to win that game, but, you know, don't rule it out. And it's the same thing with Kearney Catholic. You know, I think that all of us at one level or another were Broken Bow fans, have been Broken Bow fans this year, given the tragedy that school underwent over the summer. But man, Kearney Catholic's line is good. And I was talking to Rick Petrie. I should get some sort of, you know, points for that. We were in public and everything. And I was talking about that line. You know, we got the big boys up front, but I'm not sure, so sure that Blake kid may not be the most dangerous one of the whole bunch. I really like that kid plays with such tremendous edge. Seen him play, like how he plays, and he just brings a different dynamic to that defensive front. And so it's been a nice thing for Broken Bow. They won some money games in that last month of the regular season when I think a lot of people thought their ship had sailed. But I just don't think it's going to work tonight against Kearney Catholic.
Couple of interesting games in C2. I in my heart, I would love to see Donovan Trumbull find a way to beat Crofton. And I know anytime you go on the road to the Northeast, you come back with your leg half chewed off. And Hastings St. Cecilia plays Sutton, and that game came down to a kick return the first two times that they met. What's different about St. Cecilia and Sutton this time around?
It's St. Cecilia, and it's the playoffs. There's been a lot of different people wear those jerseys over the years, but the one thing about all of them, it wound up when it was playoff time, it was go time. And I'm like a lot of fans. I love the new guys. I love the new stories, the fresh storyline. You know, happy for a new bunch of kids, that kind of thing. And Sutton has certainly earned it where it's at. Okay, it's undefeated. Those guys have beaten some good football teams, including St. Cecilia, but man, nobody signs up to play St. Cecilia in the playoffs. And don't ask me how, and don't ask me why. I know, you know, the people in Sutton know, the people in St. Cecilia know there's a real good chance St. Cecilia pulls an upset tonight. Now, I'm not saying that they will, but I'm not saying they won't. tradition is an awfully powerful tool at the high school level. And when you get in the playoffs, it only gets magnified. You got to figure Sutton's going to find a way to win this thing. I really like what Coach Raymer has brought to the table there with that program, not just in terms of, you know, they really got athletes and whatnot, but you still got to organize them, you got to discipline them, and you got to get them to believe that they can win. And Stephen done all those things. And as far as Donovan goes, I tell you what, anytime you can line up an offense where you get two or three different guys, they could wind up going 80 yards anytime. You got a shot. And I guess to me, Duda, the thing that will be the most interesting about that game is that Crofton all but beat Lutheran High Northeast, which a lot of people think is the best football team in the state. They're ranked behind Aquinas, but that's an arguable point at this juncture. All right, well, so they're up there busy doing their thing, playing those people. Well, meanwhile, Donovan's down here in this little Bermuda quadrangle, if you will. Is that right? You got Sutton, you got St. Cecilia, you got Blue Hill, you got Donovan. They've spent all season beating each other. And now they're spreading their wings. They're kind of moving away from each other just a little bit, not St. Cecilia and Sutton. But you're going to have three different looks at three different parts of the state. And we'll find out how good those four teams really are. I happen to think, you know, the Slough kid is fantastic. Will Fong has turned out to be a wonderful quarterback. And they've got speed. Crofton is not going to be a super fast team. They're going to be a super physical team. And if Donovan can hold up to that and spring a couple big plays, they got a shot. I wouldn't pick them to win, but I think they're going to make it interesting. I think they'll make it entertaining. I'd almost guarantee that.
Couple of games I find kind of interesting. One of them is in D2, Kennesaw and Bertrand. You know, there's a lot of tradition in those two programs. You probably would think, especially at home, Kennesaw would be the favorite. How do you see that game?
Kennesaw's the favorite. I mean, Kennesaw's really good. Here's another one of those things, Bush. You know as good as I do. Two schools playing two completely separate groups of teams. You know, Bertrand, frankly, has been aching for a challenge. You know, I went from watching them play in Selma Myrna, and granted, Selma Myrna is one of those, you know, one of those teams, not a lot of players on the roster, but they've got good people, and they had played pretty well. And, you know, you go up there, and you want to see Bertrand get challenged, who was, as they are now, undefeated. It was a complete mismatch. And the two Dahlgrens, you know, Ryan and Tyra Dahlgren, are outstanding football players. Bertrand's got a big senior class at the D2 level. I think they've got 11. I think all of them contribute at one, you know, one level or another. What they don't have is Tyler Snitzler. And there can't be much doubt that he is one of, if he's not the most important player in D2 football, he's top three, top two. I mean, he is such a game breaker, and he's so savvy. The kid can wind up in traffic. He looks, you know, one of those deals where it looks like he's completely out of options. Next thing you know, he squirts through, and he's gone. And that's the other thing. The kid's got closing speed. If he gets it going, he's gone. That's all there is to it. I think Bertrand's got a chance to make this a pretty good ball game, but I could also see a scenario where if Kennesaw got hot, it could be that we could see a lot of Kennesaw before the night was over.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, previewing some games. A quick thought on A and B in a moment, but who's on upset alert today? You said Loup City might keep some magic going out at Hemmingford. There are some road teams that probably shouldn't be on the road just because of the way things went in 8-9 matchups. If we saw an upset today, where would you not be surprised that one occurred?
Well, you mentioned Loup City, and of course, you know, that's in our listening area. And I tell you what, I was quite taken. I had a chance to interview Riley Lambrecht. Not only is Riley obviously an outstanding athlete, come to find out to be a fairly decent running back, considering he hadn't played it before 2 weeks ago. But the thing is that Loup City has been good, and they've gotten beat by two really good teams. They're going to go out west. And here you go again. It's the panhandle. How good could they be? Well, I don't know. I saw Hemmingford play against Paxton. Paxton is not going to be confused with a top five team in D2, to be honest. But Hemmingford's got some athletes. They got some younger kids that, you know, before they're done are going to be exceptional, I think. But I don't know, man. When you can run the ball like that, and the Lambert kid, you know, he can't score a touchdown from 1 yard out. He just can't do it because he just scored from 60. And so, you know, Loup City, especially if Loup City gets a lead, that could be an upset. When I was doing the little notebooks I've been doing on the website, there's some things that catch your eye. But one of the teams that won one of those huge reversals last week was Lourdes Central Catholic. Now, it wasn't quite as big a turnaround on the one end. It was a, you know, 9-point loss to Freeman the first time. But the second time, not only did they score 60, they only allowed 20. And, you know, they eliminated Freeman in the first round. They're going to play undefeated Exeter Milligan. And Exeter Milligan was one of those nice stories last year. I think they're in the quarterfinals, something like that. They absolutely trashed an undefeated Pawnee City team in the second round of the playoffs. I don't know. Lourdes has dropped down from C2 to D1. So if you want to go with the dog racing analogy, they've dropped a grade. Proven to be okay at that 11-man level. They've got a kid that transferred in by the name of Touchstone, and he's been a huge addition to that team. I don't know. That's a possibility. I could see Lourdes advancing. I mean, Lourdes has done it before. Along that line, I'll just throw this in there real quickly. I don't know if it's going to get brought up, but I got to tell you, surely there's people that are listening. Wait, there's more. Surely there's people that are listening that remember the BDS Creighton game last year. That was kind of a messed up finish. Maybe that was a game that BDS probably won the field but didn't on the scoreboard. Kind of a last-minute touchdown thing that didn't quite go their way that maybe probably should have. They kind of play each other today. I think that game has got an outstanding chance to be played with a great amount of spirit, if you will. And I don't know that either way is necessarily a big upset. Creighton's rated, BDS isn't. But the only reason BDS isn't rated is because they lost to Giltner, which everybody else has. So that's a game also to keep an eye on.
Bob, one game that I find intriguing, in part because I find the school intriguing because of their tradition, their history, and just kind of who they are. The transient nature of Boys Town makes it very hard for them to really run complicated sets and do all sorts of different things. But when they play together for a while, They tend to have some pretty good athletes. I think it could be an intriguing matchup. I don't necessarily think they're going to upset Norfolk Catholic, but I think that could be a very intriguing game.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that game, Bush. That's just kind of cool, seeing the Norfolk Catholic jerseys run out at Boys Town, just like it would be if Boys Town was doing the thing at Norfolk Catholic. You know, two programs, one of them, granted, with a much longer resume, but still, when you talk about the Kevin Fisch era there at Boys Town, those guys have been very good. They've been in a state finals, and, you know, they do have some history. They've got a good running back, like we talked about earlier. You need to have a running back, especially in the playoffs. I don't care if it's going to be 70. I don't care if it's 7. You still need a guy you can count on when you hand him the ball. They've got a kid by the name of Trey Scott, who, you know, he's an 80-yarder. I mean, it can happen. Hand him the ball, you never know. But, you know, Norfolk Catholic got beat by Pierce. That could wind up being the difference maker in that class. That's no doubt, you know, got Norfolk Catholic's attention. I don't expect them to lose to Boys Town. But, you know, we're getting real close. You mentioned Norfolk Catholic. We talked about Adams Central. We talked about Kearney Catholic. We're real close to having things get real interesting in C1, which I think, at least from right now looking at it, will be the most entertaining final three rounds, the quarters, the semis, and the finals of all the classes.
Well, Bob, we're out of time, but just a real quick mention on A and B. We touched a little bit on the B field. Beatrice will play Aurora after Aurora gets the revenge against Northwest. They look like they're in good shape, does Beatrice. Class A, a doubleheader at Buell Stadium with the Millard schools all playing on Friday. Creighton Prep, Omaha Central, Kearney folks will keep an eye on. Just something that stands out to you in that Friday night matchups.
Well, yeah, I guess just real quick about Aurora. I mean, you just knew that might happen last week, and that is a testament to Coach Randy Hubert and his staff. Not to take anything away from the kids, but there had to be some doubt after that after the first Northwest weapon. So good for them that they're back on the field. I'm telling you, Beatrice is a good football team that has spent a lot of energy to get to be undefeated at this point. Don't rule out an upset there. And as far as Central goes, you know, Jay Ball, the coach at Central, is one of the good guys, one of the great coaches. I know that Coach Cool and his staff would say the same thing. They do things right, and that is going to be a very good game. As a football fan, I'm glad to see Prep back. You know, is this a vintage Prep, Titus Adams Prep? Not necessarily, but it's a good football team, and I think that will prove to be one of the really good ball games tonight, or tomorrow night, rather.
Bob, thanks so much, and happy travels. You'll be all over the place, and stay safe.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks a lot, guys.
Take care. Happy Halloween to Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. You can always check him out online, huskerlandpreprivals.com, for his prediction and the games that are going on in Classes C and D tonight. Some great games out there. I'll be in Kennesaw for Kennesaw and Bertrand. You'll be at Miles Field for Kearney Catholic as they take on Broken Bow tonight. We start our coverage at 5 o'clock, Blue Hill at Hershey on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. 6 o'clock, Classic Hits 98.9, Bertrand at Kennesaw, St. Cecilia at Sutton on 1230 KHAS. At the 7 o'clock kickoffs are here on ESPN, Broken Bow at Kearney Catholic and Central Catholic at Adams Central. Plus, you can pick them up on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The first game that kicks off in our area is the 2:30 game for Loup City out at Hemingford, and then Gothenburg's out at Shadron at 3, Boone Central playing Chase County at 3. One thing that I look at this far out is that home field advantage and how you maybe root for somebody today. Things are panning out, and of course we personally hope that Kearney Catholic and Adams Central meet in the next round. Well, Kearney Catholic fans need to be rooting as far back today as if I got this right, they need to be rooting for Gothenburg, because then Boone Central at home would have to come to Kearney Catholic if they advance on. For Adams Central, it wouldn't matter because they're going to get to host that game no matter what. But those are the things you can look at two games down the road as a fan, because you want home field advantage late in the playoffs.
Well, last week, Kearney Catholic fans were rooting pretty hard. Not that they were anti-Broken Bow, but they were rooting for Gibbon, because Gibbon would have hosted, which meant Kearney Catholic would have been guaranteed to host that next game. If they make it that far, Adams Central or Central Catholic would come to Kearney at that point. So, yeah, it is very – and, again, I think it's weird. And I don't – if you're going to use your playoff points, if you're going to use those wild card standings where you're seeding, which I don't have a better solution, so I guess we should use those, then they should matter. I mean, the lowest seed should be the team that hosts, period. Thanks. The end of discussion. Instead of that, flip them back and forth with if you played on the road, then you get to be at home and back and forth. I think if you're the better seed, you've earned the seed, you keep the seed, you get a host.
State schedules your games. Nothing you can do about it.
Well, true, but
Mama told you life ain't fair.
Life ain't fair either way. I mean, either way, but there's a lack of logic here. I mean, there's a lack of, you know, life isn't fair. Sure, we understand that, but there's some logic to the team that has the better seed hosts the game.
It only stinks if you're the team that has to go on the road.
Well, true, and sometimes you do catch a break. But the point is, I mean, if you said that this is how we're going to base things, if this is how we're going to say this team gets in the playoffs, this team does not, if you're going to use that criteria, then you should use the exact same criteria to decide who the home team is.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here at Cunningham's Journal for our Husker Lunch. Come on down. It is lunchtime, and it is Husker football time. Sean Callahan of Husker Online will be here to talk Husker football, answer your questions. Plus, you can get registered for the 70-inch HD TV that we give away at the end of the year from Russell's Appliance and the Super Bowl party that we give away from Cunningham's. You can register for that anytime you come into Cunningham's, and you can find out more about it online at ESPNSuperstation.com. So Sean Callahan will be joining us here today. Don't forget, the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth is with us on the road. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Right now, they're moving out the 2012s, moving in the 2013s, which means better deals every single day for you. They've got 23 Chevrolet Cruises in stock, both 2012s and 2013s, 14 Equinoxes, and there's up to over $1,250 just in Midway discounts, a whole lot full of Chevrolet Silverados. There's only a handful of 2012s left with a good selection of 2013s in, Chrysler 200s, 2012 Rams. They're all there for you. And don't forget that you still have a chance to get in on the Husker Penn State ticket giveaway. They'll give those away on November 6th. The game is November the 10th. They just had their big event last night at the Tri-City Storm hockey game. They're always doing something, even outside of the dealerships, for the community. You can check them out online, Facebook page, thinkmidway.com. Daily deals for you as well. Thinkmidway.com and the Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're back with more on our Husker Lunch live from Cunningham. Stop down and see us today for our Husker Lunch. We'll be back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Coward. When I send roses, and I do a lot, I always order them from 1-800-Flowers.com. Flowers are fresh, always, and beautiful. And roses are perfect to send, but for any reason. Not just birthdays or congratulations, just to brighten somebody's day. That's why I can't wait to tell you about an exclusive offer that is so special from 1-800-Flowers.com. Never offered before. 36 stunning multicolored roses for just $36. An abundant bouquet of 36 roses at this incredible value. It's a limited time offer. You got to order today for somebody you care about. Think of their reaction. 36 roses, and it's not even their birthday. Why does it have to be her birthday? Just send them because. Remember, 36 roses for $36, only available this week. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin, or call 1-800-Flowers and mention.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunny skies develop across the area today as we climb into the mid-70s for a high. Winds will also stay variable from 5 to 10. Tonight, with a clear sky and a light northwest wind developing, we'll head back to 42. I'm meteorologist Paul Frondley. Right now, it's 48.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, with our Husker Lunch every Wednesday. We're live at Cunningham's Journal, The Loft, and Courtyard. They're going to have some great music this weekend. They've got specials every Saturday and Sunday for your NFL and for your college football viewing pleasure. Stop by for the weekend happy hours from 11 to 9. Domestic buckets, only $11, plus many, many more specials every weekend and every Wednesday. It is our Husker Lunch. We hope you can come down and join us today for a Big Red Talk with Sean Callahan.
And 11 to 9, that would kind of cover the Husker game on Saturday night, wouldn't it?
2:30 the next couple of weeks, so we're looking forward to that coming up this weekend. Sean Callahan will be with us here in a little bit to talk some Husker football. We've got a couple questions for him. Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Jim, I hope we answered your question about Loop City that we got when we were talking there, of course, with Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Not only is he watching college football, I saw him out tweeting around and watching a little high school football. I want to also remind folks, tomorrow on the program, we're going to be talking with a variety of folks, and if I had that list in front of me, I'd tell you who they are, but John Cook.
Cast of thousands.
John Cook, Nebraska volleyball coach, is going to join us live on the program tomorrow. We'll also solve your fantasy football questions with Luke Hoover. And Breeders' Cup talk with Gino Bucola, our friend from the TVG network. We'll handicap that for you as well. But Sean Callahan here at our Husker Lunch. Welcome back, bro.
Hey, I'm sitting at a table with three Kearney police officers. I'm in good hands over there.
You're well taken care of.
Just ran into Bob Crocker, offensive coordinator for UNK. So we got a good crowd here already.
Did you have to buy lunch for the officers, or what's going on over there?
No, I luckily today have to buy lunch for the officers. Greg Benson's a friend of ours. His wife is a friend of my wife. So came out to check out the lunch today.
What are you giving away at the Callahan household tonight for Halloween?
I let my wife decide that. We've got a little mixture of everything. It's our dog's birthday today, too.
Oh,
so it's
my.
A pretty.
How do you know that?
Your dog's birthday?
Did you get it at the kennel, or was it actually born out in your backyard?
The kennel. Her birthday's Halloween. So she turns 2 today. So it's a big day in the Callahan household.
Now, what's the dog? No. What's the dog's name?
It's the girl, Emmy.
Oh, okay. So no football reference.
No, she has a football, though. She was playing catch with me this morning with her football. But, yeah, no football references.
Now, is this a dog or is this a dog?
It's a Shih Tzu Poodle mix. So it's a 10 or 11-pound little dog.
It's a dog. It's not a dog.
It's
not going to eat your arm off. Sean Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get right to the email. Wants us to ask if Christian LaCourcher is out for good. Good. We don't need a player that is questionable. Stringfellow looks good. Recruiting to Nebraska is tough, but if the Huskers start to compete on a regular basis for Big Ten championships, we'll get better recruits. I guess that's a general statement. He wants your take on that.
Well, Locketeur is gone. He's not coming back. My understanding what happened there was he had some kind of injury, a sports hernia injury, and I think he felt like Nebraska's coaches should have showed some more concern and talked to him. And they went up there and expressed their displeasure to Bo that they didn't feel like the coaching staff at Nebraska was showing him, quote unquote, enough love. And the next thing you know, they said, you know, we might want to take another visit somewhere else. And so I think Bo said, you know what, it's probably not best that you come here anymore. And I think it was a mutual parting at that point. You look at the history of this guy. He went to 3 high schools in 3 years. They moved from Maine to Odessa, Texas. Then they moved from Odessa to College Station when he committed to A&M. They literally moved from Maine to Odessa, Texas because of the movie Friday Night Lights. They wanted to go to a college where he could have got some high school where he could get some exposure, and let's go to the Friday Night Lights school. So they go there, he gets his offers, they move to College Station when he commits to A&M. He decommits from A&M, commits to Nebraska. They move to Lincoln. Oh, by the way, now he decommits from Nebraska. They bought a house in Lincoln. It's a bizarre deal all the way around. I mean, whose family goes and buys a $180-some-thousand house in Lincoln and then a couple months later decommits from the school? Why they buy the house? It doesn't make sense.
I'm boggled. But
let's talk about the real football team.
Yeah, let's talk about the real football team. I was really taken aback in a positive way by the defensive secondary against Michigan and how well they played. Defense in general, but the secondary, you know, Robinson had some time to throw from time to time, but he didn't really find that many open receivers. I thought really the defensive secondary helped the Blackshirts earn their Blackshirts.
Well, and the secondary has been the strength all year of the defense. Nebraska is in the top 10 nationally in both passing defense and passing efficiency defense. I mean, that has been a strength. You know, UCLA did throw for a little bit on them, but I think that was early in the year with communication problems. But even Ohio State didn't throw a ton other than some play fakes where Braxton Miller uses the play fake ability. I think that's been a strength of this team with Siante Evans there in the nickel and the safety play. And that especially when you get a team in an obvious passing down, you can have two safeties back, and that allows you to almost double team every receiver. Where you have two guys guarding one, and this weekend against Michigan State, it should be the same type of deal. Michigan State, if they have a lot of third and passing downs or second and passing downs, it's going to allow Bo to keep safeties back and double cover every route, which makes it pretty hard to get a guy open when you've got two guarding one.
Sean Callahan with us at our Husker Lunch. Come on down to Cunningham's. It's filling up beautifully on this Wednesday. It's a great day out. Come talk to Husker football. This was We're starting to get towards the end, I guess, of this real grueling part of the schedule. Ohio State, Wisconsin, Michigan, Michigan State, Northwestern, this five-game stretch. I want your take now that you've had a couple days to look back at the Michigan game. Once again, there's the Nebraska camp of, yeah, they looked good and they won. And then there's the camp out that says they couldn't get it into the end zone in the red zone. Denard Robinson got knocked out. I think every argument, I say Rex Burkhead makes a difference. I say Denard Robinson getting knocked out made a little difference. I don't think Michigan wins the game anyway.
No, it's in Lincoln. I think it's hard. It would have been hard for them to win that game at night at Lincoln. And even when Denard Robinson got hurt, it wasn't like he was killing Nebraska or moving the ball down the field on them. And I don't know. I think Nebraska would have won the game, but it would have been a lot closer than 23-9 if he's still in the game. But his longest rush was just 7 yards.
Yeah.
You know, the defense of Michigan was good. I mean, they had a solid defense. Nebraska had to kick 3 field goals this week against Michigan State. You can't really afford to do that. You need to stick some of those in for touchdowns because if you do that, their offense is not going to score a lot of points. I mean, I think if you're Nebraska this week, 20 points probably wins the game for you in East Lansing.
I was going to bring that up, that I kind of thought the same thing, because they only give up 15 points a game. They only score 19 points a game. They're used to playing in tight games. What do you see as being maybe that one key element that might tip the scale one way or another in this game, besides turnovers, of course?
For Nebraska on offense, their early down success. They need to stay on schedule as much as possible. Without Rex Burkhead, that's harder to do. And if Taylor's hobbled, that's going to be harder to do. But on first down, you can't afford a one-yard gain or even a loss. Because then that's when that defense is able to really scheme and put you in behind the chains with William Golston and some of these great players they have. So I just think for Nebraska, getting those early yardages on first down, even if it's just a 3-yard gain, that makes a difference versus a 1 or 2 yard gain to help Taylor Martinez have a little bit element of that play action ability to get them off balanced.
We're heading down the home stretch of another Husker season. Nebraska is in control of their destiny when it comes to getting to the Big Ten championship game. Come on down and talk with Sean Callahan here at our Husker Lunch. How much from Rex Burkhead to Tariq Allen and anything in between are injuries going to affect this team down the stretch?
Well, the Tariq Allen one, I don't think it's going to hurt them that bad. And he was a great player, but I think Steven Osborne's been playing well. And obviously the starting three or four with – I put Marlowe in that group with Jamal Turner and then Bell and Anunua. Those four are outstanding. And then I think Steven Osborne's that fifth guy. And then probably Tyler Evans would be your sixth guy. So I don't think that's going to be a big one. What was the other injury you asked on?
Well, I mean, if we don't have Rex, and what do you think about Saturday? If you don't have Rex,
Rex won't play Saturday. I mean, I can almost assure you that. From my gathering, and I'll talk more about this, I think Penn State is probably the more realistic game he comes back on. But I don't think you'll have him back on Saturday. He didn't practice yesterday. He went through stretching and stuff, but hasn't even had that knee brace on when he's out on the practice field. So he's been kind of resting and doing his thing.
One of the problems I felt that they had in terms of punching the ball in the end zone was without Rex. They weren't that physical. They couldn't just kind of run you over. Have you seen or have any indications of kind of a change of what they might do goal line offense-wise with Rex out of the game?
That's a good question because Taylor's not a good QB sneaker. You know, when you need that fourth and one or third and one, he's not really good at doing that. He can do it, but it's not his strength. And Rex was good because he could do the wildcat. He could go under for center. You know, they had all those wrinkles with him tossing the ball to Amir Abdullah on those pitch plays and things like that. So that was a big part of their goal line package with Rex Burkhead. And going into this week, you know, Mike Merrow was banged up. So they were kind of behind the eight ball on fullback. Janovich and Zimmer both played a lot on Saturday. And
Hurd
had a growing injury. So they're hurting right now. Every team is banged up, though. I mean, it's not an excuse. Everybody in college football is feeling some kind of bump or bruise at this point of the season.
Nebraska's got 230 games the next 2 weeks. Does Jamal Turner get a better visor so that he won't see into the sun? He can see the football?
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, it's going to be pretty cold in Lansing. I think the high is going to be 44 degrees right now on Saturday. So it won't be a really warm day or anything like that. It's going to be a little chillier up there for that game.
All right, Sean, we'll get you turned over to the crew here. As always, great to see you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Sean Callahan joining us from HuskerOnline.com. Come on out to Cunningham's. He's about ready to chat with the folks here, some Husker football, and answer your questions. We'll take a final break and wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
I'm the foam finger your buddy's waving around your back seat. When it comes to distractions, I'm number one. So get Allstate, where agents help keep you protected from mayhem.
Like me.
Call a local agent or 888-ALLSTATE. Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get more for your money with accident forgiveness from Allstate, which starts the day you sign up and guarantees your low rates will stay low after an accident. Are you in good hands?
Hey there, Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. As you know, I've been a big fan of Vizio TVs for years now, and today, folks, I'm excited to tell you about their new line of innovative personal computers. From the sleek all-in-one PC to the razor-thin design of the thin and light Ultrabook, Vizio has the PC industry buzzing. In fact, the Vizio thin and light Ultrabook was just awarded 4.5 out of 5 stars from PC World. Go to Vizio.com/computing.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings' hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HKVIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here at Cunningham's. Come on in, grab a seat, and let's watch and listen to Sean Callahan here today. I think we've ran through just about everything, Randy, except some volleyball matchups, because we saw some good matches last night, and now districts get going. Kearney High is going to have an uphill battle. They go to Lincoln Pius the 10th this afternoon.
And Katie Higgins has a chance for the school record with kills if she gets, I think, 5. And I think that's a done deal.
I think you feed her till she gets 5.
Yeah, I think you feed her until the game is over.
Well, so good luck to the Bearcats. Grand Island is playing Bellevue West tonight at Omaha Marion. B and D will wrap up their districts for the most part tomorrow, and all of Class C will be on Friday. So here's what we've got tomorrow at Kearney High. Grand Island Northwest and Aurora will play. Diane Rose, career win number 600 last night, all with Northwest. Congratulations to her, who obviously has all the Kearney ties and Kearney State and UNK ties on Thursday night. Also on Thursday in Class D, Silver Lake and Cross County will play at 6 o'clock at Grand Island Central Catholic. The rest of these district finals are at 7. Ansley Litchfield will play O'Neill, St. Mary's, and Burwell. Alma will take on Southwest at Southern Valley. Meade will play Giltner at Milford. And Axtell will play Cedar Valley, which is the Greeley-Wallback-Cedar Rapids contingent. That game tomorrow night at Centura will be heard live on Classic Hits 98.9. Then on Friday, St. Cecilia and Wood River will play at Grand Island Senior High. Grand Island Central Catholic and Fillmore Central will play at Aurora. And we'll bring you the Kearney Catholic Ward match on Classic Hits 98.9 from St. Paul Friday night at 7 o'clock. Tri-City Storm, how can Lincoln be 9-0-0?
They have a great offense. They play really well offensively. I don't see these
USHL teams do that, even though they won 3-0 last night. Storm hung with them until the third period.
And they did, but they just passed the puck a little bit better than what they – and, again, you start – pressing a little bit. You get behind late, you got to start running guys up the ice and not back checking and putting pressure in front of your own net. A couple of rebounds is what got put in the back of the net for the Stars, and that was really a difference in the game.
One thing I didn't mention during our Loper Link, great season by the soccer team. They just didn't make the MIAA, got beat by Fort Hays 5-1. Coach Mazur was with us last week. But I think that's going to wrap up everything for today. Randy, yeah. Anything else?
Well, there one more thing I kind of wanted to add, just gratuitous self-promotion here a little bit. K-Town Classic, Midway Auto Dealerships, major sponsor for the 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which will be at Kearney Catholic on Sunday, November 11th. They're going to start at noon. Grades 4 through 12 can participate. That's kind of that small window right before the high school basketball season starts where all the teams, even in high school, can participate. $20 ahead. If you need a registration form, just call us here at the radio station, or you can reach me on my cell number, 440-0358. We'll get your registration form, $20 ahead. And if you get it in the next week, you'll get a free T-shirt.
All right, let's wrap things up. Let's get out of here, Jeffrey. We want to thank everyone for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show. UNK Cross Country Coach Brady Bonzel on our Loper Link as they get ready for the regionals this weekend. Of course, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, who's always chatting state football playoffs with us tonight. Get out and watch a game if you can. I know it's Halloween. I hope everything works out there. So you can get some trick-or-treating done. You can have some fun. You can watch some football. And we've got plenty of games for you. You can check PlatteRiverPreps.com for all the games and to hear them on the Internet as well. Of course, to Sean Callahan joining us here for our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Journal. And again, to Mike Youssef and all the crew here who do such a great job at Cunningham's. Tomorrow on the show, Gina Bucolo of the TVG Horse Racing Network to preview the Breeders' Cup. Nebraska volleyball coach John Cook will join us and will answer your fantasy football questions with Luke Hoover of RotoWire. We just keep on rolling, Randy. Have a good one.
Hey, you too, and can't wait to have that free meal later.
Let's go have some lunch. It's the Doug and Daddy Show from Cunningham. Have a great day, everyone.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.